The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Clean Tech Lithium. The company's chief executive, Ignacio Mehech, joins us now. It's been almost a year since you've joined Clean Tech Lithium, or perhaps it is a year now, Ignacio, your year anniversary. So tell us a little bit about how it's been over the past year and what you guys have achieved.
Hi, it's a pleasure being here with you again. Yeah, it's been a year since I joined the company April last year, and it's been quite challenging, but at the same time, quite rewarding. When I joined, I said I was joining CleanTech because I firmly believed we had the opportunity to become the next lithium producer in Chile. And my targets, my goals for this year, or for the first year, were obtaining the SEOL, the Special Lithium Operation Contract, that would allow us to produce lithium in Chile, and delivering the pre-feasibility study. And looking back to the past 12 months, I can say we delivered. We achieved the results. The government awarded the CleanTech the SEOL for Laguna Verde in March, and March 9 this year. And we released the PFS shortly thereafter. So 12 months into the job, two targets delivered, I'm feeling quite comfortable and happy.
Yeah, very good. So tell us a little bit about Laguna Verde. The PFS obviously details its potential in some significant manner. What are the highlights?
Well, first of all, getting the SEOL is a de-risking transformational situation for the company event. And it's what really allows us to then showcase the numbers of the PFS. From the PFS, I would highlight that we have a 25-year mine life, that will produce 15,000 metric tons per annum of lithium carbonate. Our post-tax NPVA is close to $1.95 billion. And the CapEx is quite competitive with other DLE projects, below $50,000 per ton produced. And the OPEX, that is really competitive, is strongly in the first quartile of cost, at below $6 per kilo or $6,000 per ton. So really, the PFS showcases that with our technology, the project is very competitive, runs at very low cost, and can pay itself back in just 4 years.
So for investors who are interested to dig a bit deeper into the detail of this project, I believe there's an analyst note coming out soon about the company and about the project.
Yes, I understand that there's an analyst note coming very shortly from an independent analyst, and that it will not only review the PFS numbers, but also broadly the company, our standing, our projects, and our valuation. And that is very important for us because we believe we are severely undervalued at the moment, and we should be trading much higher. And when you compare to our peers, and I think the analyst note will cover that, you'll see that we have a lot of potential of growth in the short term.
And to that end as well, getting the story out there, you're in Europe at the moment, touring around, marketing, meeting investors. How's that trip going, and what have you got planned for the rest of the trip?
Yeah, so the first 12 months were all about meeting the targets, getting the SEOL and the PFS. And we really haven't done any marketing, meeting investors in the past 18 months since before I joined. So this is the first opportunity that I have to go around Europe, meeting our shareholders and prospective investors, sharing what we've achieved in the past 12 months, and also our goals for the next 12 months, which are also very highly, they're very challenging.
So let's talk about the wider context in which you guys are operating. A few factors here to consider, perhaps. But first of all, talk about Chile. How's it going with Chile? Is that remains a good jurisdiction to be operating in?
Well, Chile is a prime jurisdiction in all senses. I'm a Chilean, but I have to say it. First of all, it's a mining country by excellence, the largest producer of copper, the second largest producer of lithium. So we have a long-standing history in lithium. Also, the previous government started this lithium strategy that enabled the award of these SEOLs. CleanTech is one of the first companies in Chile's history to be awarded a SEOL to private companies, no state intervention here. And there was a government change in March, and now we have a very pro-market government that has been very bullish on mining. In particular, acknowledging that mining is the engine to Chile's economy, they have said that they want to optimize processing times of permits. They already actually earlier this week filed presented a law project reducing tax rates and also enhancing the environmental permitting process to make it more efficient and faster. So, and in terms of broader attractiveness, Chile has a lot of infrastructure. Our project, for example, is just 1 kilometer away from an international highway. We have access to electricity. We are very close to the ocean, different to other countries, and there's a lot of skilled labor, in particular in the lithium industry. So Chile remains, in my opinion, a prime jurisdiction to develop lithium projects.
So from that perspective, Chile does look good then. But what's this legal issue that seems to have arisen in relation to your operations?
We released our RNS previously this week. We have to start saying that we firmly reject the allegations and we're actively responding through the appropriate legal channels. I cannot share a lot of details because it's an ongoing legal case. But what I can say to calm our shareholders and investors is that it's at all material, not material to the company's operations, to our CEOL award, or to our strategic plans. So our projects will continue to advance as planned, and we'll update the market if there are any new developments.
All right then, so onwards and upwards in that regard. What's your view on lithium then, as we begin to close out the interview, Ignacio? The market seems to be in a better position than it was, say, 18 months ago.
Yes, I've always been very bullish on lithium, and when I joined, I said the price did not reflect demand, and 12 months onwards, we are here where the price has grown 3 times from 8 to close to $24 per kilo of lithium. And the fundamentals are very strong. We are seeing very strong EV demand, BESS demand. And also, I believe there's a demand that is not really reflected, that is on robotics. And you're seeing the analysts like Canaccord say already there's going to be a deficit of lithium for the next 10 years until 2035. They're raising their long-term forecast price above the numbers that we use for our PFS. And if you also listen to other analysts like Joe Lowry, he's saying we're coming from lithium winter until lithium summer. So the sentiment and the fundamentals are really strong.
Yeah, which bodes well for you guys. So perhaps to close us out, Ignacio, you've talked about the milestones that you guys have reached and met. What's coming up? What's the news flow looking like for clean tech in the coming months?
I expect this will be a very eventful year. First of all, we are doing some process work both in the US and Chile, processing and producing lithium carbonate in the US, and also doing the whole flow sheet of our PFS in Chile. And we'll be sharing results of these works later this year. We are also already, we announced, and we are into the process to select a strategic partner with a company called Caulfield Freeman that is supporting us in this process. We expect this process to run until the end of the year, and by then we will be announcing which partner we select to develop the Laguna Verde project. We are also looking to do a list in Australia in the Australian Stock Exchange, and we will be updating the market once we have more news about it, but we expect that to be through by the end of third quarter this year. And finally, we want to start preparing the environmental impact study, which is the key milestone. We need to submit that and get the environmental permit. And beyond that, we could be looking at FID for the project.
Very exciting stuff. Well, we look forward to watching you guys make lots of progress in the rest of 2026 and into 2027. For now, though, Ignacio, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Lasse. A pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.